Hello, and welcome to Assembly Radio. I'm Jim Camillo, a senior editor of Assembly Magazine. Recently, I spoke with Scott Detweiler, the Health, Safety, and Environmental Manager of TRW Vehicle Safety Systems in Mesa, Arizona, about airbag inflators, which TRW makes for all U.S. automakers and several in Europe. The interview was conducted for the March 2011 article I wrote called Reaching for the Ergonomic Star. Here, Scott discusses airbag inflator assembly.
Let's talk about the assembly that's done there.
Okay.
You mentioned welding, crimping, adhesives, but can you tell me the basic assembly that's done there?
Let me give you the airbags 101. There are three different technologies for airbag function. One is a stored gas technology, which essentially is a compressed gas bottle that has a small pyrotechnic charge on it. The pyrotechnic charge is fired by an electrical impulse. The pyrotechnic charge opens what's called a burst disc and releases the gas that inflates the bag. The second type is called a pyrotechnic airbag inflator. This is an airbag inflator that contains a propellant material, solid propellant, an explosive, if you will. You have a pyrotechnic charge that fires. It ignites the propellant, and the propellant generates gas, and the gas fills the airbag. And then the third type is a hybrid airbag, and that has a little bit of both. It has a small propellant charge, and then it has a gas bottle. In this kind of application, you have an igniter. Again, electric impulse fires the igniter. The igniter ignites the propellant. The propellant will rupture a disc. In this case, the propellant performs two functions. First function is it generates gas. The second function is it generates heat. And the heat helps expand the rest of the gas that's in the bottle. So essentially you get the best of both worlds. Depending on the function of the airbag inflator, it depends which kind of device you want for which application.
You make all of these types and more.
Yep. The manufacturing operations for each one is a little bit different. For a stored gas type, which is just the gas, you're essentially constructing a compressed gas bottle. So you have a series of welding operations that construct a stored gas bottle. Then you have a gas fill operation. And before you fill the bottle with gas, you do a pressure test, fill the bottle with gas. Then you'll do a leak check to ensure that there's no leakage. And then you'll weld on the initiating device, the device that will pop the burst disc, what needs to function. And then there's a number of quality checks that we need to do. Now, we have a couple of different lines that make those types of products. Some of them are more manual in nature. In other words, you have operators that take the parts, put them into the machine. The machine does its thing, and then the operator will take the part out and pass it to the next operation. And we also have a couple of lines that are more automated, so the operator interface is much less.
Is there any kind of fastening, or is it just welding?
No. The welding is mainly gas metal arc welding. It's an automated GMAW weld or a capacitance discharge weld. And again, that would be an automated process. That would be the operator would put the part into the weld station and the robot would do the welding. Now, a lot of our processes are automated. The operators would do parts loading or parts feeding, and that would be pretty much the limit of operator interface.
Is there any use of adhesives at all?
We do use adhesives on one of our inflators. One of our driver side inflators uses two different types of adhesives. There's an anaerobic adhesive and then another adhesive that we use. It's an automated process to apply the adhesives and then an automated process to press fit the parts together down the production line. That's one of our pyrotechnic products. Again, with these processes, a lot of the processes are automated and for a little bit different reason. You're dealing with an explosive material. You want to minimize the operator interface when you're dealing with an explosive. These are relatively safe explosives. They're 1.3 explosives when you look at them from a DOT point of view. They're made to deflagrate, which means burn rapidly, as opposed to detonate, which means to explode in the classic sense, I guess. Because in an airbag application, you want the material to burn in a controlled manner and generate gas. it would detonate, it would blow the shell of the inflator apart and hurt people. So you want a material that's going to burn in a very controlled way and generate the nitrogen gas that you want that's going to fill up your airbag.
That concludes this episode of Assembly Radio. If you'd like to hear more podcasts, bookmark this page and be sure to check back regularly. Thank you for listening to Assembly Radio.